So there is a story about St. Augustine. He was walking on a beach contemplating the mystery of the Trinity. And there on the beach, he saw a boy who was using a small bucket to fill a hole in the sand with water. And Augustine asked him what he was doing. And the boy replied that he was going to pour the entire ocean into that hole. Well, Augustine told him that obviously such a thing is impossible. The ocean could not fit into a tiny little hole dug into the sand. To which the boy said, "And you cannot fit the Trinity into your tiny little brain." The boy, in reality an angel, then vanished. So today is Trinity Sunday. And I suppose we need an entire Sunday dedicated to reflecting on the mystery of the Trinity, because if we didn't have that Sunday, we probably wouldn't talk about it. The concept doesn't always seem to fit into our brains. The Trinity in Christian doctrine says that God is the unity of three distinct entities, three distinct persons, who I will name as Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit. And there have been lots of attempts to explain how God can be one thing and also three separate things at the same time. And lots of people, I think, get entirely too serious and worked up about that debate. In reality, neither the word Trinity nor the doctrine of the Trinity ever appears in the Bible. It really comes from later Christians struggling to understand their relationship and the relationship between God, the transcendent, the creative force of the universe, and Jesus, the incarnation of God in human flesh, and the Holy Spirit. And so the Trinity was the concept that they came up with to explain how they understood the nature of the divine. And the idea seems unique to Christianity, and although we might not think we fully understand it and even question its relevance sometimes, I think the Trinity is actually an important contribution to our understanding of God. And so I want to talk a little bit about how I understand the Trinity and why I think it is important. And the first thing I believe that the Trinity teaches us is demonstrated in that story of St. Augustine. God does not fit into our brains. Although we try very hard to explain God, to put the divine presence into a box where we can understand and control them, it isn't possible. God escapes the human need for order and certainty. You know, humans like to create dualisms. As we seek to understand the world, we want everything neat. And everything, including God, becomes this or that, good or evil, man or woman, etc. But even the idea that we can reduce everything to dualisms is challenged by a God who is one yet three. God is mystery. God is the gray area, the thing we can't quite grasp and hold on to. It's like trying to hold water with a fist. It doesn't quite work. The Trinity celebrates contradiction and ambiguity. The Trinity, the very doctrine that attempts to explain the nature of God, shows that it isn't really possible to do so completely. It reveals that to experience God is at least as important, if not more so, than trying to define God. Now, we can discern God's presence, even see the results of God's acting in our lives. But ultimately, the divine presence is unseen and unknowable in their entirety. But we can know God in part. For example, I'm convinced that God, in their essence, is love. And the Trinitarian concept also teaches us that the divine presence is fundamentally relational. God, in their very nature, is a relationship. And not just a one-on-one relationship. God is community, loving, supportive community that works together in harmony. And we not only see this in the Trinity, but remember the creation story from Genesis, in which God says, "Let us make humankind in our image. How interesting that God is said to use plural pronouns for God's self. God is too complex, too mysterious to be contained in just one image or one metaphor. God is in some way multiple, a multiplicity. And as I mentioned, there are many ways that people explain the Trinity. And this, here's the way I usually think and understand the Trinity. The Trinity as three distinct manifestations of the divine, the God who is transcendent, the creative power of the universe, untouchable. This is the unknowable mystery that gives life to everything, the cosmic God above us and below us. And then Christ, who is the divine incarnated in flesh in the messiness of life, physical, imminent, touchable. This is the divine presence who is the face of the neighbor, the face of the innumerable other, who reveals that God is in every creature, every animal, every tree and plant. This is the collective God all around us. In the Holy Spirit, who is the divine presence in the limitless depths of the self, the internal voice of love who guides us, advocates for us, teaches us, and reveals truth to us, the personal God within us. And this is not a singular God or really even a three-in-one God. This is the eternal divine presence existing in infinite uniqueness. This is the multiplicity of God, which is different than saying God is composed of many parts. Multiplicity implies connectedness, dependency. In a multiplicity, the parts need each other to form a whole. For example, we might say that a forest is a multiplicity. A forest is not just a bunch of trees. Trees in our backyard do not form a forest. A forest is only a forest when trees come together with other plants and animals to form an ecosystem that we call a forest. The whole cannot be sustained separately from the parts, and no part by itself constitutes the whole. So this idea of God as multiplicity teaches us that everyone and everything is sacred, as God incarnates in infinite uniqueness. And so to force a sameness on God's people, on God's creation, to try to make everything identical and the same would be to dishonor the divine presence. Our diversity is the glory of God. God is in everything, in every plant and creature and person, but also our cultures, our art, our relationships. God manifests in our gender and our gender identities, in our sexual orientations, in our physical being. There is nothing that is not God, and it is all good. Remember again that God says in the creation story, "Let us make humankind in our image." We are created to be like God, which means we too are created with these same traits as the Trinity. We are relational beings, a multiplicity connected and interdependent with each other. We are created to be in loving, supportive community, honoring the gifts of our uniqueness. We each have a unique story, a set of emotions and experiences that can't be duplicated or replicated by anyone else. We're meant to bring those special selves, those unique selves to the whole as gifts to each other and to God. And our differences come together to give us a better image of who we are and why we are. Think of a jigsaw puzzle where we are each piece of that puzzle, each a little piece of the divine. It's only by coming together that we begin to see in all of our wonderful uniqueness how we truly reflect the divine. And of course, we're also human. We're not perfect in living our authentic lives. We get distracted. We don't understand or we forget that we're a part of the multiplicity of God, and we become selfish, trying to control everything ourselves without God, without each other. And we can pretend God is not around us. We can ignore the divine in others. And we can stop listening to the divine within. But God is still there. Paul says that the entire creation eagerly awaits that moment when God's glory is revealed within us and we know ourselves as the children of God. And Paul talks about that as knowing that we are heirs of Christ, that we are in some way the same as Christ. But Jesus himself says in the Gospel of John that this happens when we are born of the Spirit. We become something new. We become the heirs along with Christ. We become born in the Spirit. We begin to live authentically as we are created to live. Not by what Paul calls the flesh, the violence and selfishness of the world, but by the Spirit, the God within. Living according to the kingdom of God in eternal life. Life connected with divine mystery. Our spirit joined with God's spirit, extending the love and compassion that has been imbued within us, not only to each other, but to all of creation, to the earth and to the plants and to the animals, connecting the God within to the God all around, to the God above and below. And so when we have times when we're feeling disconnected or lonely, remember that you are a beloved child of God, that you are created in the image of this Trinity, created to be in divine relationship, created as an integral member of compassionate, supportive, holy community, created as a sacred being of love within the multiplicity of God. Amen.